City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. Candidate list for City Council District 27. I, Danique Miller, Democratic, Working Families. Sandra H. Peden, Independents.
I, Danique Miller.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
President of Amalgamated Transportation Union, ATU, Local Number 1056, which represents drivers and mechanics who work for MTA New York City Transit's Queens Bus Division.
Previous occupations.
ATU 1056 Political Action Chair and Recording Secretary. MTA Bus Driver.
Education.
Cornell University School of Labor Relations, the CUNY Transportation Research Institute at City College, and the National Labor College.
Organizational affiliations.
Southern Queens Parks Association, where he has worked to improve our parks and to provide educational and social opportunities to our youth and young adults. Co-founder Brothers Unlimited, that assists families in need. Mentor with Life Camp and United Black Men of Queens. The New York City Middle School Baseball League, which serves hundreds of youths across the city and has nearly doubled in size in the past 2 years. Guy R. Brewer and United for Progress Democratic Clubs. Executive Council, Working Families Party, New York City Chapter.
Prior public experience.
Co-chair, MTA Labor Coalition, representing 29 unions and more than 60,000 workers.
What is the most important issue in Council District 27 you would address if elected?
As a product of public schools and as a parent whose children attended New York City public schools, Danique wants to improve public education and empower teachers with the resources and tools needed to educate our children and grandchildren.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Danique will fight to make New York City a more equitable place to live, where all families enjoy quality public schools, access to good-paying jobs, and elected officials accountable to everyday people, not wealthy donors, and improved access to transportation, which is key to accessing good job opportunities, education, and medical care.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
Danique's lifetime fighting for Southeast Queens families, experience and record as a labor leader and coalition builder, delivering benefits and services to working people, make him well qualified to represent Southeast Queens in the City Council. He restored bus service, including the Q27 and Q42, to make it easier for residents to reach work, school, medical appointments, and other activities, the first ever child care program for municipal workers anywhere in the U.S., and protecting riders and transit workers from assaults.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Sandra H. Peden.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Consultant.
Previous occupations.
Managing partner, Peden Jacobs and Associates. Deputy Political Director, Council of School Supervisors and Administrators. Deputy Chief of Staff, Councilmember David Weprin. Policy Director, Councilmember Thomas White, Jr. Associate Consultant, Rivera, Sierra & Company, Inc. Substance Abuse Counselor, Outreach House. Legislative Director, Councilmember Juanita Watkins.
Education.
Marymount Manhattan College, Outreach Training Institute.
Organizational Affiliations.
Lifelong Episcopalian, Founding Member, Thurgood Marshall Regular Democratic Club. Former Vice President, St. James the Less Community Corporation. Founding Member, Board of Directors, Lewis H. Latimer Youth Corps. Life Member, NAACP, Jamaica Branch. Member, United for Progress Democratic Club.
Prior public experience.
My career in public service has spanned from serving as receptionist to senior advisor, and in all positions I understood and took seriously the public trust. From my political mentor, Juanita Watkins, I learned about education and human services policy. With Councilmember White, we addressed issues of public safety and economic development, and with Councilmember Weprin, the emphasis was on constituent services and the New York City budget.
What is the most important issue in Council District 27 you would address if elected?
We must protect the most vulnerable in our district, the youth and seniors. We must develop policies and programs to secure housing, adequate nutrition, and financial stability for both of these populations.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Restructuring of the New York City Department of Education is necessary for the success of our children. Additionally, we must foster industry development for job growth and build our infrastructure.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
My years of public service provide me with insight on how the City Council works, how to legislate, develop policy, and create budgets which would positively impact my community and the City of New York as a whole. My unique experience and skill set have led me to spend my career in public service, and I believe that the issues which we face today require elected officials who have institutional knowledge, a fresh perspective, and the ability to work with others. I have these skills and hope I will earn the opportunity to serve in this capacity.
Not participating in the campaign finance program.